जैसे डॉक्टर मैन, हाँ सर, आई एम गोइंग टू डिक्टेट द न्यूरोलॉजी कंसल्टेशन ऑन अ पेशेंट नेम में आयरीन बार्टलेट, IRENEBARTLETT, डेट ऑफ बर्थ 05/03/1947, डेट ऑफ अपॉइंटमेंट 11/28/2022, रिक्वेस्टिंग फिजिशियन जॉर्ज वाइज, GEORGEWEIS. Dear Dr. Weiss, I have the pleasure of seeing Irene Bartlett today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. 4 years ago, she developed left Bell's palsy. Never went away completely. Every once in a while feels puffy and numb on the left side of the corner of the mouth. Left eye becomes droopy. As the day goes off, she does not have any symptom on the right side. MRI of the brain done four years ago. Blood test also done. No numbness, weakness in the hand and feet. Past medical history. Diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, atrial fibrillation, past surgical history, knee replacement, cholecystectomy, eye surgery, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, tutorodine, lovastatin, medication, please rewrite again. Pregabalin 75 milligram 3 times daily. Nifedipine. Tolterodine. Novolog. Lentus. Losartan. Hydrochlorothiazide, metoprolol, Eliquis 5 mg, 2 times daily, lovastatin 40 mg daily, Jardiance, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, she is retired. She is married, live with the husband, have one son, family history, mother disease, had breast cancer, father disease, hypertension, one sister. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness, tingling and trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 120/80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10/5/5, deep tendon reflex is 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 75-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, left-sided Bell palsy. Number two, rule out stroke. Number three, rule out myasthenia gravis. Next paragraph. He has a less wrinkle on the left side of the forehead, which goes with left-sided Bell palsy, but left eye is less open, which is not the sign of the Bell's palsy. Plus, careful examination also shows right facial upper motor neuron droop and left side of the face was puffy. At this time, I would like to order the MRI of the brain and blood test, including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin, A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, sed rate, ENA, DS, DNA, RA factor, CPK, aldolase, acetylcholine receptor antibodies. If those tests will be negative, she might need a spinal tap. Diabetes mellitus is also contributing to her problem on the face. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done.